With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Vice President Kamala Harris on a bus tour ahead of the Democratic National Convention starting tomorrow. White House correspondent Greg Clugston has more.
Harris, her running mate, Governor Tim Walz, and their spouses are taking a campaign swing through battleground Pennsylvania on the eve of the DNC. The bus tour is making stops in Pittsburgh and other towns in western PA before the Democratic ticket arrives here in Chicago for their party convention. Both campaigns are focused on must-win Pennsylvania. Yesterday, Donald Trump held a rally in Wilkes-Barre, hoping to attract support from conservative white working-class voters near Joe Biden's hometown. Greg Clugston, Chicago.
Thousands of activists expected to converge on Chicago for the DNC, hoping to call attention to several issues, including the war in the Middle East. Activists say they have learned lessons from last month's Republican National Convention in Milwaukee and are predicting bigger crowds and more robust demonstrations in Chicago, a city with deep social activism roots. Also at SRNnews.com, a Florida lawmaker says the Biden-Harris administration continues to wreak havoc on the economy. Here's correspondent Bernie Bennett.
Senator Rick Scott released a statement after reports that the Biden-Harris Inflation Reduction Act, which Democrats claim would lower health care costs for American families, is causing insurers to significantly hike monthly Medicare premiums, with average bids for Part D plans expected to triple by 2025. In response, the Biden-Harris administration is trying to hide these increases by using government funds to subsidize those premiums, aiming to keep them artificially low. The senator said, quote, Biden-Harris rail against private insurance companies for the cost of health care and not paying their fair share in taxes. The administration gives billions in taxpayer dollars to those same insurance companies to hide a premium hike in an election year. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Indonesia marking 79 years of independence with a ceremony in its future capital and still under construction, as a matter of fact. This is SRN News. Transgenderism is causing a new problem in British health care. SRN's Michael Harrington.
X-ray operators in the UK's National Health Service have been instructed to ask men if they are pregnant before conducting scans. This has reportedly prompted some angry men to storm out rather than get their x-rays. The trouble all began when a woman who is living as a man received an x-ray while pregnant, something that isn't good for the unborn baby. Some critics say transgenderism is imperiling the entire British healthcare system. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
An unusual situation in New York. A proposed amendment to the state constitution meant to enshrine abortion doesn't actually include the word abortion. Arguments are underway in a lawsuit that Democrats hope will force election officials to insert the word in an explanation of the amendment that voters will see while casting their ballots. The unusual legal effort began weeks after the State Board of Elections chose to use the measure to their right. This is SRN News. Correspondent Julie Walker reports on a 30-year-old Georgia deputy killed in a shooting over the weekend.
A sheriff's deputy in Georgia was shot and killed while responding to a reported domestic dispute in what police say was an ambush on the officers by a suspect who took his own life. The Paulding County Sheriff's Office says Deputy Brandon Cunningham, who was 30, died at a hospital from a gunshot wound. They say two deputies responded to a call shortly after 6 p.m. Saturday and immediately were fired upon from a home in Hiram, Georgia. Police say the male suspect died of an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound, and a woman who was involved in the dispute was shot and listed in stable condition. I'm Julie Walker.
Hundreds of doctors are protesting near India's health ministry as they demand tough laws to protect them from violence and seek justice for their colleagues as well. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.